Okay. So we're talking with Lauren Evers
Evers Herring.
I'm sorry, I couldn't. Evers Herring.
Everybody knows me as Evers,
Okay. I'm just going to go through the questions here, and then you can share anything else you might have. Did you work at the fair?
I probably started at the fair as a 4-H member in 1934. I belonged to a dairy club.
Huh? And then you did other things after that?
And I have a story, and with my papers that I brought telling my story of the fair.
Over there?
I have a story in my skills, yes. I have written my story for something along the line, don't ask me. And I've gone to many clubs, but I started with dairy.
Uh-huh.
And then we, somewhere along the line, I had chickens, we had pigs, we had sheep. And I think by the time I was 13, that's when I was 12 when I started. When I was 13, we joined a 4-H sewing club at Shefflin. We lived at Fairbrook in Shefflin, and we used to walk. Nobody would walk that far now to go to a 4-H meeting. And we met at the old Zion Church in Shefflin. Mrs. Roy Hinders, Edna, was our leader. And so it was a combination of the Catholic girls and the Lutheran girls. It was interesting. We've been friends ever since. And that's where I married. I moved to this edge of this Shefflin area. So that's where I lived the rest of my life, practically. Before after Mrs. Hendricks quit, Mrs. Heinrich quit leading the club, I, as a member, led the club for several years. I also was the leader.
The sewing club?
Mm-hmm. The sewing, the canning, the cooking, and the home improvement. Those are the four clubs that I led.
Wow.
Also belonging to, always belonging to dairy.
Yeah.
In 1940 was my last year, and I included in my pictures just 1940 because that was the year that everything good happened to me. And I was camping at Washington County Fair, was camping at the Livestock Pacific, PIA, the Pacific International Livestock, and at the State Fair, and then I won national honors for both.
Wow.
I have pictures of the people who, my brother was a national champion with me, and at the Pacific International, Don Meyer, so those pictures, I have pictures in my book of him.
How old are you that year?
There, I brought them, yeah. And then also that year, the U.S. National Bank honored us, so I brought the menu and the group of pictures from the banks of the 4-H'ers from all over the state of Oregon, and a letter of recognizing that, and then I have written them a thank you, I guess, because they acknowledged my thank you letter. I have that separate in with the picture.
That's great. And how old were you in that?
In 1940, I had to stop and think. I was 18 then.
You were 18. And that's when you, that's wonderful. So who had the most influence on you, like to inspire you to join the 4-H and then work at the fair?
Well, starting was my family. My dad was a 4-H leader, and in our family, we were a large family. I had 11 brothers and 2 sisters, and we all were 4-H members. So the first was from home, and then learning the other things of the other 4-H leaders. Extension agents have always had a,
yeah, had a part of it.
And other parents, you know, just it goes on and on. Yeah, yeah. I have 4-H members who were little girls, I don't know, tell me, I remember 4-H meetings at your house.
So when did you get involved again as an adult?
Well, I discontinued because when my family came along, I was the leader for their thing.
So you became a leader after you had children?
Well, while I was having children.
Even while you were having children.
I was a leader in the Fairbrook community, yes. I always had 4-H clubs of some kind.
What was your favorite one to, like, lead?
My, do you have a favorite? My theme?
Your favorite club to be.
Oh, I love to sew. I love to cook.
Yeah,
it's always been a thing. All of them. This all was a part of our being brought up doing this and then teaching somebody else to do it.
Do you have a favorite story of something that happened at the fair?
Oh.
Either as an adult or when you were a child?
Oh, that was lots of stories. One I remember that I have to tell, and this concerns Dick Josie. Dick Josie was fair, I think he was fair board, maybe fair manager. Anyway, the last time he came to the fair, he had an illness, maybe Lou Gehrig's disease or something. I'm good enough to say I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, we sat in the bleachers talking. And Dick said to me, "Horn, did you ever in a round robin?" I said, "Oh, yes." And he said, "One time I had to be in a round robin, and I had to show my pole skiing heifer against a pig, and I never knew anything about a pig." So Bill Heinrich took his big red pig out behind the barn with his cane and gave me a direction of how to show this pig. And zoom, it was time to be out in the show race, so away we went. And he said, "The old shoot park, you've probably heard about the old shoot." And the big, I would call it the skating ring, but the big hall was the hall then, it wasn't the skating ring. And on the side of that was a stage where a band would stay, the Salvation Band would sing prayer. Well, our show ring was right alongside of this big hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick said, "I just got ready to hand my halter over and get the cane and change animals. And the Salvation Band hit a taboom."
Oh, no.
And that pig ran. It ran across where now is Shoot Plaza or Shoot. That was the ball diamonds for the Hillsborough Club. And so it was all open.
Yeah.
And the pig ran. He said, "You know, they never saw the pig again." He said it was reported that they'd seen it in Reedville. But he said, "I won championship by default." And he said, "I have always felt so bad." Can you imagine? Your champion pig is gone.
Oh.
And he said, "And then I won the championship by default."
Oh.
Yeah. And I thought that was a good story. That
was a very good story. I wanted to show you a picture we have of a ball field. I can find it.
Yes, I attended a lot of home games there. My dad was a baseball fan, so we went around the different neighborhoods where there was ball games.
Here. So there's the pavilion,
mm-hmm.
and that's the ball field, I think.
No, I don't think you're right. I think this is where the ball field, here's the pavilion, and here's the fair building. The ball field would be over here across the highway where Shoot Thing is. This would be where the swimming pool is now.
Yeah.
No.
And what are they doing here?
Well, it's probably a baseball game here, or the horse races here. Horse things were here. But no, we showed in this area, in a shaded area, and then that pig went across here, across the road, into that corner.
So this field is
about that was open.
Here?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's any better or not.
No, this is a highway.
Yeah.
Is this the opposite way? This is the opposite way, isn't it?
I can see the pavilion.
This is where the train track is going, so.
I think it's looking from a different perspective. Definitely.
Yeah.
So the pig ran this way?
Well, if this was the way it's standing correctly, if the street is here and they're parked along here, and I think that's the street probably, and these are the barns.
Yeah.
And our show ring would have been on this side, on the west side of the building, and then that pig would have run there across the street into that area, and then on. Out in the country.
Never to be seen.
He said he felt he didn't rejoice in having won that. He felt bad for the other boy.
He won that.
That was Dick Josie.
That's so funny. Okay. Do you have any other stories that you want to share? I know you've written some stuff down already.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else about the things that you made, like, you would make things, I'm sure, to show for selling or in your category of cooking? Did you have anything, any favorite thing that you made?
Never any favorite, but I just love sewing and just, you know, Style Review was always a favorite place to show off your next generation. My daughter belongs to the, lived in Malawi and belonged to that county fair board. And she has a lot, in fact, she worked with our county too for Style Show. Yeah.
Your daughter did? Yeah.
She, I think she's going to send you information that she had.
Oh, good. Okay. And did you have some pictures that you left with your story?
All for 1940. I didn't do it. If you want all those other years, I have pictures, but I thought this just kind of covered all those things I did in 1940.
Yeah.
I just belonged to all of those clubs all the time because I only had chickens 1 year and pigs wasn't for me. I did that maybe a year or two and so on. So it kind of changed. But
and
I stayed in the basic,
the sewing and
cooking and always dairy. My dad was a dairyman, so of course I always had to be a dairyman.
How many cows does your family have?
Oh, I don't know. Lots of cows.
Lots of cows.
Yeah. My dad had a registered herd starting in 1929, so we always had a dairy herd. And I married a dairyman. We had over 100 cows in our dairy. We processed our own milk. We jugged our milk when they first started jugging milk, so we were outlaws in that industry, but to survive, we did it.
Yeah.
And so we've been always involved with the dairy. And swore I would never drink homogenized milk. It was going to stick it.
Really?
We will never drink that. But I didn't want to keep the cow and have to milk it either.
It's a lot of work having a dairy farm. My uncle had a dairy farm until just recently, and then it just became too hard to get by.
We never had hired people. We did it with our family, so my girls all became milkmaids.
Yeah.
And the biggest excuse there was, Mom, I never went to school not smelling like a cow.
You can never leave the farm. You always have to. I was wondering, how do you take vacations? Or do you
you don't. You don't. Unless you're sick and go to the hospital. My vacations were having babies, you know, so I was...
Before you go to get a run? Oh, no.
No, you don't.
Well, that's the day, right?
Yeah.
What's the day you know? Yeah. So do you ever remember seeing some fun entertainment at the fair? Any good
enjoyed? We never, I don't think we ever spent a dime going through the carnival.
Really?
We took care of our animals. You had time to go around, you would go get an ice cream or you'd get something. But at State Fair especially, and you had to be on your toes. You never left those cows. But it was always fun. You're always with kids you knew from other counties and friends you met through the years.
Yeah. Did you do any education? Because I know for all of the suburban people that come to the fairs to learn about the animals, I mean, just as they're walking through.
Yeah. A lot of it. They ask more questions. A cow is a cow, but if you had chickens or if you had pigs or something else, there are a lot more questions always asked.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm sure you've seen a technology change with regards to milking the cows. Did your family ever?
Well, we had a milking machine early in life. We got we were some of the first people to have electricity because Dad had gotten a generator, and so we had electricity. But the first generator would not hold the milking machines on the cows, so we had to wait until there was a bigger one or something. So a couple of years later, he finally got it so it would work. And so we always had milking machines.
Really?
But you also had to know how to milk a cow by hand because there was times you had to do that. Yeah.
That's pretty progressive. Right. Giving you pictures of that, the early milking machine.
Yep.
That would be cool to see.
I don't know if we have My uncle would love to see that.
I wore it on a milking machine.
I don't know. I'm taking pictures.
I'll never see pictures.
I know. I still exhibit at the fair. I'm a fair booster only because I boost exhibiting. They have 11 kinds of berries, and I have 11 kinds of berry plants, and I enter each one of those classes. I don't always win them, but at a time, nobody was entering that, and I said, we've got to keep that going, so.
You're doing that. That's great.
So now my husband's gone, and I trim the berry plants. So this year, I'm not sure whether I'll have berries to display.
What kind of berries do you have?
Somebody asked, what are 11 kinds of berries?
Yeah.
I said, well, gooseberries. My gooseberry plant is just loaded, and my currant, and a blueberry, and two kinds of raspberry, red and yellow, a strawberry, and a Logan, and a blackberry, and a marionberry, and a Waldo, and a Boynton. Did that back from 2011? Anyway, that's kind of
going on right now, but yeah. Okay. And do you cook with them too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you make bananas and jellies.
I keep my family supplies with berries all through the year
in my freezer.
That's great. And then I used to enter in the vegetables, land products, but I don't do that much gardening anymore. But my sunflower plant is already that high, and I have always had a volunteer in my asparagus bed that gives me a sunflower blossom, and I'm always, that's the trick. I just let him do his own thing.
Yeah.
So that's good. And I have kiwi. I have a couple kinds of kiwi and fig. And that's kind of the thing I do. I don't do a lot of stuff on my garden.
Are you still selling?
No, I kind of gave up. I've had eye cataract surgeries on both eyes, and it just kind of got away from that sewing machine.
Yeah.
But I recently had my bulb fixed and my sewing machine updated, so maybe eventually I'll sit back by my sewing machine and finish some of those projects I've started.
Oh, yeah.
So do you still come to the fair every year?
Yes, I do. No.
Got her exhibit for her
thing. My exhibit, yeah. I used to do flowers. I had a lot of flowers, but I said that always was a big job to do, and as my husband wasn't well, I kind of got down on the flowers, but I come and enjoy everybody else's flowers.
And beautiful.
Do they judge the flowers right after they arrive? Because it seems like
you bring it in, and they're judged the next morning, and then they remove all those. As they're here for a day or so. Well, it's only 3 days here, so that's changed. And then the second showing comes in.
Do you have the ribbons that you save?
I have every ribbon that I want. I have lots of ribbons.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be they put up the date on them, the year on them. They don't do that anymore.
I keep track.
Well, and they have to write on the back what it was, and I said, oh,
yeah.
I remember Mrs. Lincoln way back at Shute Park. She made a quilt out of her fair ribbons.
That's a fun idea.
Yeah, but you know, I wonder if you could wash it. I just think those colors would run, yeah. But it was pretty much a display.
Yeah. Not for using, really.
That's a fun idea.
When they first brought the Mexican people in to harvest berries, they housed them in our Shute Park.
And I put someone else
in the exhibit where we, upstairs where we did our own exhibit. Dear soul, she must have been at every fair before I ever got there. She was upset because there wasn't room for all her handcraft things and her handcraft. Yeah, but that was only for 1 year, I think, that they had them there, maybe two. And then during World War II, we didn't have a fair every year or so, did we? Seems to me there wasn't a fair.
Yeah, someone was mentioning it was different during the war. It was just for the kids, not for everybody.
Yeah, I think it was different. There was no roast festival for a year, so there was...
Yeah.
Because we had a real war going on. I guess they could see that.
Yeah.
So what was a typical fair day when you were a young Yeah. It was a full week long there.
Yeah.
It was a typical day.
Here early in the morning, take care of your animal. Get yourself cleaned up and go give an illustration. Get yourself cleaned up and go for style show. I tell you, sometimes it was different by being a barn girl and have to do those things. But we did it. We did it. There wasn't facilities always to shower. You just came in.
How did you make yourself pretty?
I don't know. You hope you didn't smell like the towel, yeah.
The fashion was really like, you know, a runway, and you had the model that you'd made.
Yeah. We did that in the shoot part. In the shoot pavilion, really? Yeah, that's where we had the style show.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't have any pictures of that.
And cooking demonstrations.
So you would actually have to make something. Right here. I think I knew showed you this already.
Uh-huh.
That's the pavilion.
With the mahogany floor. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The floor was mahogany and it was destroyed. Oh.
I heard that they rescued part of the floor and it's in a building near the Kmart.
Really?
Some restaurant. I heard that.
Did they?
Oh. It's true. I have to out to see.
Oh.
But yeah.
You live close enough to go home every night. Is your...
Well, we did because we lived down Deadwood, the first school route. But sometimes on Christmas Day, it seems like always one of our dairy cows had to have a calf at fair time, so somebody had to stay, but not always. And we always came back, and my mother had seen that our clothes were washed. No dryers, no, I don't know how she did it.
She worked hard.
Even the whites, to keep the whites white. And it's always the lunch pack.
So you didn't
go through
the shows much, or run any rides?
Not very much. Just that was just something. That was for people who didn't have animals there to show. I guess we always had to stay close to our project.
Yes. Well, unless there's anything else to share, I want to make sure I get a copy of what you wrote up.
Okay.
And if I get you on my screen. Yeah.
I had written a story for something, and I don't know what. And I said, well, here I told all of my 4-H history. I'm just going to close that. But I only brought things from 4041 because I have, from all those years, you would...
Yeah, we have a lot, I'm sure. Do you remember when it moved out here? Were you happy when it moved out here? Was it more spacious?
It was a long time in the making to get it out here, and it was... such a mess when I came out here. You couldn't drive anywhere. You got stuck. Your truck got stuck. You'd go out and show and you'd be over your shoes in mud in the show ring. And I said, we've come a long ways. Yeah. So.
It's a lot better now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming. I think we're good.
Okay.
And
I don't have to mail that.
You don't have to mail that. We got it here. And we'll make sure she gets it.